Thank you. This is the opening of the camp For Gregora, how many years has it been now?
14.
14 is a lucky number. So thank you all for coming. There's some hints or suggestions how to utilize the 14 days or whatever days we're here. In the Nectar of Instruction, Shri Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha Nischaya Darya. So, Utsaha, enthusiasm, Nischaya, confidence, Darya, patience. So the first quality we're trying to obtain that will help us advance in Krishna consciousness is Darya, or patience. The reason why we're not patient is we don't realize that we have eternity. If we understand that we're eternal souls, we have a long time. Because Prabhupada said we shouldn't wait till the end of Kali Yuga before we become serious. But still, we have a lot more time than we think we do. Therefore, one should learn how to hear patiently about the right subject matter from the right source. And what should we acquire from hearing patiently? We should acquire, first of all, knowledge. Knowledge is actually quite simple. Knowledge is about our spiritual identity, or at least the fact that we are spiritual. And the second is that there is a supreme spiritual person who's all attractive, Lord Krishna. And that should bring about detachment. Detachment from those things that draw the mind away from Krishna, and at the same time, attachment to those activities which will help us draw our attention to Krishna. Those are particularly, according to Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, according to the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, Īśvare tad adīneṣu palīśeṣu dvīśatsu ca prema maitri kripo peka yet kuroti samadhimaha. This is the definition of a madhyama adhikari, one who's actually on the spiritual platform. Now, we ourselves may not think we're on the spiritual platform, but actually we're eternally on the spiritual platform because we're spiritual. But we only have one problem, is that we're not aware of the fact that we're on the spiritual platform. We think we're in the material platform. Therefore, we have to act with our present body, our present mind, and our present words in the devotional service of Krishna on the spiritual platform, and then gradually we'll experience what the spiritual platform is like. So our first business is to love Krishna. So we're trying to hear patiently how to serve Krishna. Now, of course, we can serve Krishna in the temple, which we'll be doing here, worshiping the deity. But also, as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has advised us, the deity, Krishna, is also in our heart, and he's in everyone's heart. So we should learn how to worship Krishna in everyone's heart, not only in our heart, not only in the deity form, but in the heart of all of the entities, beginning with the devotees, the Vaishnavas. And for those, there are six loving exchanges, offering gifts and charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind and confidence, and acquiring confidentially, offering prasad, and accepting prasad. So these loving exchanges should be done appropriately according to the different levels of devotees. So that's worshiping Ishvara, Krishna, in the temple. And then to try to help Ishvara's other children become aware that they're actually supposed to be serving Ishvara rather than the illusory energy. They should be trying to be serving Krishna rather than the illusory energy. So that's also worshiping Krishna, service to Krishna. And in order to serve Krishna nicely, we have to learn how to get along with the devotees by knowing how to expertly engage in these six loving exchanges with the devotees. So that when we're chanting, we're actually chanting out of calling to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to engage us in their loving service. And when we hear other devotees chanting Hare Krishna, asking Krishna and Srimati Radharani to engage them in their loving service, we actually appreciate that also. And then, what is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And why serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came because he knows that everyone is Krishna's servant, and he wants everyone, as many as possible living entities in this universe, to engage in Krishna's service. And that's our service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yari Dekha Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amaya Aigaya Guruhana Tari Desh. Whoever we meet, that we should try to meditate. What can I do? What can I say? How should I think? So what should I, so that I somehow or another inspire others to take up the process of devotional service or to become more involved in the process of devotional service. To become, if we want to become Krishna's instrument to help others become Krishna conscious, then Krishna will be very happy to give us all the intelligence necessary to become a better and better instrument in His service. And how are we trying to engage other living entities in Krishna's service? Well, we're trying to inspire them to engage their words in Krishna's service. Even if they say they met a nice person, well, that's also service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, if the devotee is nice to someone, even an ordinary person, and they think this is a nice person, then they also get credit for glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And we're trying to engage people's intelligence, get them to do some service with the Sankirtan movement. Whatever talent they have, get them to dedicate some of that energy in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And we're trying to get people to engage their wealth in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Therefore, when devotees go on book distribution, it's better to give donations as quickly as possible, because otherwise you can talk to someone for half an hour and at the end they won't engage in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission under Prabhupada's guidance by giving a donation for transcendental literature. But if people give a donation, then they make so much spiritual advancement to dedicate their wealth. As Prahlad Maharaj said, money, money, sweeter than honey. The professional soldier, the businessman, and the thief, they'll risk their very dear life to get some money. And beyond that, when we're dealing with the devotees, those who are engaged in Krishna's service, we should also inspire them more and more how to dedicate their lives in Krishna's service. And there's another big factor there called the upeksha. We have to learn how to become detached from other influences. In this world, there are very, very few devotees. There are very few persons who have any interest in becoming Krishna conscious. But there's a large amount of people who are interested in making sure that people do not become devotees of Krishna. The amount of propaganda that there is no God and the purpose of life is to gratify your senses at any cost. There's no karma, there's no reincarnation, there's no God. In other words, atheistic propaganda is very, very prominent. We have all kinds of social media to divert people's attention from anything serious. We have so many newspapers and magazines. We have so much of the internet, all meant to distract people from the actual purpose of life. So upeksha, to become detached from such things, that generally is only acquired as we get a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, then we don't find so much taste in what Prabhupada would say is pale, dead things in the material world. If we develop some attraction for Krishna and for the holy name, which is not different from Krishna, in other words, if we learn patience and actually learn how to hear the holy name patiently, just hear and chant and not become distracted by so many things that may go through our minds, the hundreds and millions of memories we have, Prabhupada writes, from this life and from our previous lives, how they come together and distract us and confuse us. So to let them come, let them go, simply try, hear and chant. And we hear about Krishna's name, his forms, his quality, his pastimes. We develop some confidence in them, some attraction for them, then gradually they'll actually remember them also. So to hear patiently, become convinced, gain experience that actually Krishna and his name are not different. We can actually associate with Krishna by chanting under the guidance of the representative of Krishna in disciple succession, who is teaching us how to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is feeling great separation from Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan, and trying to help others come back. As he's trying to go to Vrindavan, he wants to bring everyone back to Vrindavan also. So that's the mood of Rath Yatra, which will take place here also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leading everyone back, including Lord Jagannath and his brother Lord Baladev and Srimati Subhadra Devi, back to Vrindavan with all his devotees. So we chant Hare Krishna and we serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. Then these feelings of separation from Vrindavan will develop as we actually experience Vrindavan. Right now we don't feel separation from Vrindavan, maybe, because we don't experience Vrindavan. But when we serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, then gradually as we experience Vrindavan, how sweet it is, how wonderful it is, then we'll feel more and more separation from Vrindavan. And to develop that desire to go to Vrindavan is the only qualification to actually be in Vrindavan. We don't have to wait till we leave these bodies before we go to Vrindavan. Even in this body, if we feel separation from Vrindavan by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates giving us their association, that will actually experience Vrindavan. Vrindavan is there in the holy name. Vrindavan is there where the deities are. Vrindavan is there where Srila Prabhupada's books are. Vrindavan is there where the association of devotees who are serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are. And Vrindavan is also Vrindavan. Or in any place like a temple where the devotees are serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under proper guidance. And if we actually get a taste of Vrindavan, if we learn how to develop the service attitude as Vrindavan is revealed to us, then we'll see how Krishna is present in all these things. Krishna is there in our home, and we make our home into a temple where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where our acharyas, where Lord Krishna are the center, then that is Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, one day I was chanting Hare Krishna and my house turned into the Loka Vrindavan. So hopefully when we're chanting Hare Krishna, our house turns into the Loka Vrindavan also. And when I was taking Charanamrita, it turned into the River Ganges. So hopefully that happens to us also. That's the mission of our Krishna consciousness movement. It's not necessarily a change of activity, it's adding simply Krishna. And if we add Krishna to our lives in a practical way, then these things are not beyond possibility. As a matter of fact, everyone in the spiritual world is always in Krishna consciousness. And there's just a few of us down here in the material world who sometimes are not in Krishna consciousness. We may think that the vast majority of people in this universe are in Maya, but actually this universe is very, very tiny compared to the spiritual world. We're in the minority. If they had a vote, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all the material and spiritual worlds, Krishna would win without any doubt. So we're fortunate, we have this opportunity, especially during these days, to hear about Krishna. If we try to hear it patiently with some faith, if we're convinced that this body is just temporary, that I myself am eternal, I should take advantage of my eternality and try to come to the eternal platform. And as we experience the eternal platform, then we'll become convinced, as Krishna gives us intelligence, how to expertly execute devotional service in association of devotees. As we become convinced, then we can maintain our position on the spiritual platform, free from lust, greed, and anger. And then as we maintain our position on the spiritual platform, our enthusiasm for devotional service and for Krishna consciousness will grow. And as that grows, then as we realize more and more our eternal nature, as the science is revealed to us, then our patience will grow, our conviction will grow, and our enthusiasm will grow. And Krishna will reveal himself, and therefore will come to the platform, always feeling Krishna's presence, always feeling transcendental pleasure in association with Krishna and his associates, and be able to become empowered to help others also understand their spiritual nature and take the gift which is offered, or the gifts offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his disciplic succession of acharyas being presented now by Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. And we're also all supposed to be his representatives to spread the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that this misdirected godly civilization can actually get some proper direction. Otherwise, it doesn't appear like we have a whole lot of time left. In the sense, we may think, oh, I got plenty of time. I don't have to take it too seriously. That at the end of life, I'll pick up my japa beads and chant at least one round before I leave. We may think like that, but I don't think our Krishna has that in mind. I don't think Kali Yuga has that in mind, is that we're all going to be very patiently waiting to the right opportunity to take up devotional service. It seems like the world is rapidly descending into a very undesirable situation. And believe it or not, the devotees in this room, they're the only solution to the problems that are facing society. It is not the secret societies that are the cause of the problems in Kali Yuga. It's not even simply the fact that people are engaged in sinful activity, especially killing animals, that are the cause. The whole cause is forgetfulness of Krishna. So we know that forgetfulness of Krishna is the cause of all the problems in modern society. Then we should understand it's also the cause of whatever problems we have, that we forget Krishna. And therefore the solution is simple, that we should try to take up the activities that will help us remember Krishna. And that will solve our real problems. And as our real problems are solved, as we become convinced, then we'll understand that these are the actual remedies to solve everyone else's problems too. So that's what this camp is all about. To become convinced that the holy name is the greatest gift that can be given to humanity. We should take advantage of that gift. And as we distribute it to others, then there will be more and more of the gift for us too. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they broke open the storehouse of love of God and ate its fruits. And then as they distributed the fruits, it's not that there were less fruits. Actually, there were more and more fruits. So we shouldn't be afraid to distribute the holy. Krishna is not something we should be embarrassed about. We should be very enthusiastic, because that's what will spread the holy name, is our enthusiasm. That's what everyone is looking for. They go to the football games, they watch the movies, they do so many things, trying to generate a little enthusiasm. But if they can see someone enthusiastic, simply by chanting Hare Krishna or performing devotional service, they'll also want to become enthusiastic too. Everyone wants enthusiasm. Everyone wants nice relationships. Everyone wants some objective, something to do that will actually satisfy one and make one happy. And we take up the process in such a way as that we actually experience the result, that will also become inspired to help others take up the process and experience a similar result. So, follow. Gitana?
Yes.
Yes.
Why and how we can shift this or make
si.
Kako da napravimo da ovo radi na našu korist, a ne na našu?
How we can make mind work for us, for our
mind. Well, first of all, let me ask, is Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj here? Okay. He's curious. I don't know. What Krishna says, Maya Sakti Manakparata, Yogam Yun Janmanashraya, Samshayam Samagramam Yata Gyasasi Tatshana. Hear from me, O son of Kunti, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness to me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So, that's Krishna's formula. Hear from Krishna or from Krishna's representative about how to practice yoga, devotional service, so we can become conscious of Krishna while we're doing that service, and gradually our mind will become attached to Krishna. And as that happens, then all our doubts will go away. We'll be situated and actually experiencing Krishna's presence. And if the mind is thinking about Krishna, Krishna, Surya, Sama, Maya, Haya, Andhakar, Yahum Krishna, Tahu, Maya, Nahi, Adhikar. If Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness, if the Krishna sun arises within our mind, then all the darkness of ignorance will dissipate. And we'll realize what our eternal identity is in relation to Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
Disciples asked, Srila Prabhupada, you said that there will be a Third World War, but nothing's happened.
Third World War?
Yeah. And then Prabhupada...
Who said that?
Then Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna changed his mind. This is why First World didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us something more about this Krishna's changing plans?
Well, Krishna can change his mind and there could be a Third World War now as well. I don't know. I'm not exactly in contact with Krishna's mind, so I can't really tell you. In any case, I don't think we need a Third World War. We have around 40 world wars going around the world. So it seems like the Third World War is more or less going on anyhow. But in any case, we can't do, in one sense, physically, we can't stop the wars that are going on, which are the reaction to people's sins activities. But we can stop the war going on within our own minds. And then we might be able to influence others to stop the war going on within their minds. And that might stop the actual wars that are going on. Krishna is giving us a chance. Because if there was a war, it would be very difficult during wartime for most people to be peaceful enough to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. But sometimes I think, like in Bosnia, there was a war, so the devotees became very serious during the war. Isn't that right? And then when it became somewhat peaceful, they became too peaceful also. Sometimes a war too helps, but we don't recommend it. I remember one time I flew into Bolivia. At that time we didn't read the newspapers, so I didn't know what was going on when I flew in there. Just so happened there was a war going on. So I was wondering that everyone stayed at the airport when we arrived. So I was wondering why no one left. Then they told me there was a war going on. But fortunately, one devotee came and picked me up, and we had a drive. Usually it took around 20 minutes to get to the temple, but this time it took an hour and a half, because we had to avoid the places where the blockades were up, and if you passed the blockades, then that was it. So I noticed that everyone in the airport wasn't chanting Hare Krishna. That's because there was a war going on. So we don't recommend it. But at the same time, if people, it's not that we have to wait for a real war to go on. The whole world is so disturbed already. But we have to take the process seriously so that we're not disturbed in the midst of the disturbances. And then we can teach others how to do the same. Yes.
You mentioned right now also that we should take the process seriously, patiently, and with faith. Can you
elaborate a little bit about what kind of faith you were talking about? Because somehow we have some faith, we are here because of some faith, so faith. So what is that faith you
mentioned? Well, Krishna consciousness is the development of faith, and faith means experience. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first of all tells us that we're eternal. So that we listen patiently to that, how the body's changing, but we're not changing. So that's faith, and I'm actually eternal. And then he talks about the process of karma yoga, how to work dutifully, jnana yoga, how to work with knowledge of the soul, the supreme soul, astanga yoga, how to think about Krishna while doing our service. Then he starts with how to hear about Krishna, how that's the highest, that will bring us to the highest yoga, a bhakti yoga. So that's faith. That we're hearing about Krishna, we're chanting about Krishna, we're serving Krishna, and that we're doing the best thing we could possibly do for ourselves and others. So that's faith. Yes.
We're all coming for a camp of different festivals with different reasons. I mean, first of all, we want to see friends, we want to have a nice exchange with devotees, and we want to have an association of senior devotees. And one of the biggest benefits we can get really is to hear the message, to hear the holy name, to chant, and get the full benefit out of that. My concern is hearing. How to be more concentrated in hearing. How to get more benefit out of class, out of exchange with devotees. And sometimes I sit in the class and you know, after class I try to remember what was there. And out of 1 hour I can recall hardly 2-3 minutes. That much mind was disturbed and impatient. So how to improve that patience to get more benefit here?
Well, if we listen, I mean, there are so many techniques, but first of all, listen. How to listen is an art. If we want to remember what's in the class, I was just thinking that our knowledge is actually quite simple. There are two, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two aspects of transcendental knowledge. Knowledge of the self and knowledge of the supreme self. So hopefully every class is just dealing with two things. Knowledge of the self, knowledge of the supreme self. So then we can think, well, what did they say about the self in the class? What did they say about the supreme self? And if they didn't say anything about those two things, it wasn't worth listening to the class anyhow. You didn't miss anything. So at least we should have a framework of what we're trying to learn. If we come to class and we try to learn something we can put into practice in our daily life, that's more valuable than just, I mean, it's valuable listening to the class. But if we learn something that actually inspires us to improve our devotional service, then we'll remember them. And if we put it into practice, then we'll actually get the greatest advantage from the class. But we remember the class even verbatim, word for word, and we don't put any of it into practice. Then there are many parents we can invite to the class too, and they can probably remember the class better than we can. But they won't get very much credit for devotional service. So we should try to listen, see what we can do actually practically in our lives to apply it, and that will be very valuable. And if we apply it in our lives and we get a positive result, then we'll become inspired to come back and hear more. And if we come back and hear more, we'll pay more attention because we can capture something which is helpful in our lives more. Yes.
Said it many times before, I also heard this, that we should, that the enthusiasm of the devotees is what makes, what propagates the holy name, what sells Prabhupada's books, what makes new devotees. But many times I heard that, when someone was like fanatical or too enthusiastic and he scared people away from Krishna consciousness instead of giving them bhakti. So how can I distinguish between enthusiasm and fanaticism that scare people away?
Well, actually enthusiasm, we have to know what the definition is. Activities conducted with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm. Fanaticism is the lack of intelligence. Probably right. That there are two types of, well, that religion and philosophy. That philosophy without religion is dry speculation. And religion without philosophy is fanaticism or sentimentalism. So real enthusiasm is religion combined with philosophy, or activities done with intelligence in Krishna consciousness, that's actually enthusiasm. So unless we hear patiently, develop confidence in the process of devotional service, become expert, then it's very difficult for our enthusiasm to grow. And similarly, those who are fanatic, generally the feedback they get after a while actually takes away their enthusiasm. So real enthusiasm will make others enthusiastic. And fanaticism will take away our own enthusiasm, will take away other people's enthusiasm too. Anything else? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sarva Veda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Or Kriminal Aid.